The event is organized by Recycle Utah. The director in Sarepan had details on the event, taking place from noon to 5 p.m. this Saturday, and it's a beautiful outdoor setting.
It's gorgeous. You see the mountains in the background. We have music. We have rock and roll. We have jazz. We have singer-songwriters. Of course, we have beer, and we have food, all of it from the Camas Valley, so the Gateway Grill, Done to Your Taste Catering, Los Montes, many other unusual things. We have, I think, Indian fry bread coming. 25-plus vendors selling anything from photography to soap and from pickles to bread.
She said there's stuff to do and animals to see.
We have the alpacas. We probably have those little piglets again. Every now and then they get out. It's very funny. Try to catch a little piglet. Then we have the goats and the horses are out. You'll be sitting in a beautiful area listening to great, great music. Four different acts in 5 hours. A children's activity by none other than Kathleen Briley, who is now an educator at the South Summit Elementary Schools. And it is so sought after that we're limiting it to 100 activities. Last year we made ravens. This year we're making monster heads. So in tune for Halloween, all of it is made out of recycled materials. It's a great activity.
She said vendors are coming from Summit, Wasatch, and Utah counties. One original reason for the Harvest Fest, she said, was to allow small businesses a chance to be seen.
So this is where Red Bicycle Bread started out, and now, 4 years later, we're waiting in line for those breadsticks to come out. And we love those yeehaw pickles, the Rotary Pies. That is an adventure in itself. Park City Rotary gets together at Sally Elliott's house and bakes 30 pies or 25 pies in one night.
In Sarepan from Recycle Utah. For KPCW, I'm Rhett Broff.